Come along now to Melody Roundup. Hey, gang, if you like your music Western style, stick around, because here's the king of the cowboys, Roy Rogers.
Welcome to the Double R Bar Ranch, folks. It's awfully nice having you with us. Say, Gabby Hayes.
I'm breathing right down your neck, son.
Hey, how are you making out with that beef we're going to ship, Pappy? You got those steers all ready to drive to the loading pen?
All singled out, fattened up, and facing south. We can start drifting them any time you say.
Good. It'll only take us a couple hours to drive them to the railroad. We'll move them out right after lunch.
Hey, I was talking to that doodle lady. The one that reads the stars and writes them horoscopes, you know.
Well, that's Miss Clank, the astrologer.
Yeah, she says this is an awful bad time to drive cattle any place. She says the stars is against us.
Against us, huh?
Yeah, well, I told her we'd sneak one over and get them cattle to the railroad before the stars even come out. She's a darn... Oh, here she comes now. Green book and all.
Consulting my horoscope, and you simply mustn't drive those cattle in today.
Is that so?
The time is most unfavorable. With Jupiter in its ascendancy, Taurus the bull is in a second house.
I better get the bull out of the house and back into the bullpen.
Well, now that sounds real interesting, Miss Clank. So, as soon as we get the beef delivered, I'd like to hear some more about it. I'd like you to meet some of the other folks around here. This is Dale Evans. She and her dad runs the ranch down the road here.
Hello, Miss Clank.
How do you do, Miss Evans? Oh, you must be a March child. You look like the perfect Aries type.
Well, I'm part Scotch and part... Oh, Aries.
Oh, yes.
And this is Pat Buttram, Miss Clank.
Yes, I've met Mr. Buttram. I believe he's Capricorn, the goat.
Miss Clank, you're sure right there. No matter what goes wrong around here, I'm the goat.
Oh, I hope you won't resist in this cattle marketing today, Mr. Rogers. The planets are in such an evil position. Anything can happen. Your cow drivers will undoubtedly be affected by the stars.
Oh, the only stars that worry these cow drivers of mine are the ones they see when they get into a fight.
But suppose they start to wrangle amongst themselves.
Well, shucks, ma'am. That's the only way to get cattle driving. So, just get the cowboys started. So, did you ever hear the story of Little Joe the Wrangler?
No, I don't believe I have.
Well, you just sit over there on the porch and listen while the Sons of the Pioneers... How am I doing? Sons of the Pioneers and I start off on Little Old Joe the Wrangler. It was little Joe the Wrangler, he'll never wrangle more. His days with the Ramuda, they are done. 'Twas a year ago, last April, that he joined the outfit here. A little Texas stray and all alone. Said he'd try to do the best he could if we'd only give him work. Though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss cut him out a mount and kinder put him on, for he sorta liked that little stray somehow.
We'd driven to Red River and the weather had been fine. We were camped down on the south side in a bend. When an order comes flowing, we doubled up our guards, for it took all hands to hold a cattle pen.
Little Joe the Wrangler was called out with the rest, and scarcely had the kid got to the herd, when the cattle they stampeded like a hailstorm long they flew, and all of us were riding for the lead. Between streaks of lightning we could see a horse far out ahead. 'Twas little Joe the Wrangler in the lead. He was riding old Blue Rocket with his slicker above his head, trying to check the leaders in their speed.
At last we got them milling and kind of quieted down, and the extra guard back to the camp did go. But one of them was missing, we all knew at a glance, was our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe.
Next morning just at sunup, we found where Rocket fell, down in a washout 20 feet below. Beneath his horse maced to a pulp, his spurs had rung the knell
for our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe.
Miss Clank really works at this astrology business, doesn't she, Roy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand she sent a fried egg back to the cook this morning because it was laid under the wrong sign of the zodiac.
Yeah, she's got more dope on the stars than a Hollywood columnist. Let's see what she's talking about to Pat Buttram, huh?
You see, Mr. Buttram, always be sure the zodiac is favorable. Everything depends on your relation to the zodiac.
Well, let me see now. I believe we was related to some zodiacs on my mom's side. Yeah, there was Barlow Zodiac, my cousin. He is my cousin twice removed. Then the sheriff come along, removed him again, and we ain't seen him.
Well, that isn't quite what I meant, Mr. Buttram.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was. Howdy, Miss Dale and Roy.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
I've just been explaining the theory of astrology to Mr. Buttram, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, and it's real interesting, too, Roy, if you understand it. Which I don't.
Well, don't strain your brain, Pat. Explain it to him in simple language, Miss Clank. I'll listen, too.
Well, you see, Mr. Buttram, everything depends on the sign you were born under.
Yeah.
That sign determines your future.
Oh, well, I was born under a sign that said, County Hospital. Does that mean I'm going to be a doctor?
That isn't the kind of a sign Miss Clank means, Pat.
No, she was talking about the signs of the zodiac.
Yes, it's the position of the stars that really influences our lives. Every star has its effect, even the tiniest little meteor.
Little what?
A meteor, Pat. You've seen shooting stars.
Is that a meteor?
Yes.
Well, no wonder my papa used to get so tired down at work. He had a job reading them things. He was busier than a cow's tail in fly time.
That's a little different, Pat. You see...
You ought to know my papa, Miss Clank. He's always trying to look into the future, too. Telling fortunes with cards and stuff.
We don't use astrology to tell fortunes, Mr. Buttram.
Well, Papa don't either.
No.
He used to tell them with tea leaves, but he had to give that up. He drunk so much tea, his skin was turning a kind of an orange peacoat. Why, we had so many used tea bags that Ma finally made herself her party dress out.
Can your dad really tell fortunes, Pat?
Well, Pa says there's only one real sure way to tell a feller's fortune.
What way is that?
Sit down and count it. Sometimes he can't really tell about the future, though. I remember when a friend of mine was born, Papa told his folks just exactly what the youngster was going to be when he growed up. And he was right, too.
That's very interesting indeed. What did the youngster turn out to be?
Just what Papa said. A mule. I better go see about him, too. He could get lonesome.
I'm going to get some more literature for you, Mr. Rogers. I simply must convince you to postpone that cattle drive this afternoon. The stars are just not right.
Well, some of them are, Miss Clank. In fact, one of our favorite stars right here is right for a song right now. Right, Dale?
Right, Roy, but you're going to sing it with me, and it's called Roll On, Texas Moon.
Well, good.
When shadows come a-stealing, and you get to feeling crazy as a loon. That's just the moonlight in your eyes, oh, roll on, Texas moon. When dawn is gently breaking, and the coyote's making with his mournful tune. That's just the way he has of saying, roll on, Texas moon. That's the only time the owl gives a hoot.
Through the day he hasn't a neck.
And a star on high up and winks his eye.
And a bold little heifer winks back.
It's like a slice of heaven. Starting long about seven, ending much too soon. You better hasten, time is wasting. Roll on, Texas moon. Out.
And he's about just trying his luck.
While a bird above softly sings of love.
And a sweet little dove says,
hiya, bud.
It's
like a slice of heaven. Starting long about seven, ending much too soon. You better hasten, time is wasting. Roll on, Texas moon. Roll on, Texas moon.
Thank you. Abigail. That was mighty pretty. Say, I haven't seen your nephew around this morning. Did he come over with you this morning?
Oh, little Arthur, sure. He's around here someplace.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah, Bob?
Howdy, Miss Dale.
Hello, Bob. Is little Arthur in trouble already?
No, we got him hobbled, Miss Dale. Roy, the boys are all ready for the ride in this afternoon, but that dude lady's got him kind of uncertain. She says this is a bad day to go anyplace. Says anything's liable to happen.
Well, I may have to throw a snaffle bit on her or turn her out to graze yet, Bob. I can't think of anything that would happen that would stop you boys.
Well, I hope you're right, Roy. Might keep the boys kind of gentle down for now, though, if the pioneers and me would whip up a song.
I was hoping you didn't come here just to talk. How about cool water, huh?
That's the very one I had in mind.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Water. Oh, Dan and I, with hoofs burned dry and souls that cry for water. Water. Cool water. Clear water. Water. Keep water. Them moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spreads water. The burning sand with water.
Water.
Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Water.
The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we'll pray for water. Cool water.
Water.
And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Water.
Cool
water.
Clear water.
Water.
Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spreads water. The burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Water.
Dan's feet are sore. He's yearning for just one thing more than water. Cool water.
Water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clear water.
Cool.
Clear water. You know, we'd like to stick around, but it's time to say goodbye. This is Big Jack Little giving the closing words to Bob Morrison.
Closing words are very simple, Big Jack. Just that this is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.